unitembeze Bwana wangu katika njia kwenda mbingu, unisaidie ninaomba niende mbele nawe Yesu, unitembeze Bwana wangu katika njia kwenda mbingu, unipatishe vile nguvu niende mbele nawe Yesu. Shetani ananijaribu, lakini unanipa nguvu, unisaidie ninaomba niende mbele nawe Yesu. Shetani ananijaribu, lakini unanipa nguvu, unisaidie ninaomba niende mbele nawe Yesu. Maneno ya dunia hapa siya tamani tena Bwana, kuliko vyote ninaomba niende mbele nawe Yesu. Maneno ya dunia hapa siya tamani tena Bwana, kuliko vyote ninaomba niende mbele nawe Yesu. Ninakataa dhambi zote Bwana, nataka tu kunipendeze Bwana. Oh Yesu, unisaidie ninaomba niende mbele nawe Yesu. Niende mbele nawe katika njia kwenda mbingu, uniwezeshe kila siku niende mbele nawe Yesu. Shetani ananijaribu Bwana, lakini mimi napenda Bwana unipa nguvu Bwana, mimi napenda unisaidie Bwana juu ni continue tu kusaidia wewe ndio Bwana wangu. Niende mbele nawe Yesu, oh niende mbele nawe Yesu, katika njia kwenda mbingu, uniwezeshe kila siku niende mbele nawe Yesu. Niende mbele nawe Yesu, katika njia kwenda mbingu, uniwezeshe kila siku niende mbele nawe Yesu. Amen. Pastor Phil is going to read for us the Word of God. Yes.
Okay.
37 to 42.
Acts chapter 2, 37 to 42. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise promises for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, be saved from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. This is God's word.
Amen. We will try with very simple words to remind ourselves as children of God what we can do so that we can have a very good quality of a Christian life. This world is so very sick. It is presenting us so many things that are not good. I can remember the words of the Lord saying, when I will come back, am I going to see faith in people? People will still keep trusting in me. Now I can understand a little bit why the Lord said that. Many children of God, many saved children of God are having many problems to overcome sin. One sin, two sins, or many sins. They said, oh no, I am saved. I am saved and I will go to heaven. That is true. You are saved. Jesus did all the work for you. He gave his life so that you can be saved. That is true. You are saved. And your salvation, God is protecting that. Nobody will touch that. You will never lose that. But when you are saved, you need now to choose if you will continue to be led according to flesh or according to the Holy Spirit. Today is a very big day. It reminds us the coming of the Holy Spirit on the disciples of Jesus Christ. We know all of us how the Lord came to this world. The angel came to Mary, his mother, said, you will be pregnant, but it will be from the Holy Spirit. It was a debate. Mary could not understand that. I don't know if she was 16 or 17, but she was very young. How come? And finally, the angel that the Lord sent did his best to convince Mary. He could not go back without convincing Mary. And he said, what is impossible with you, man, is not impossible with God. And Mary said, uh-oh, may the will of God be done. And the angel said, okay, I accomplished my mission. Now I can go, because now she accepted. And you know, she became pregnant and she gave birth from the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit. Jesus was growing. When he was 30, the age of the rabbi, he started his work. After 3 years and 6 months, he died. His disciples abandoned him, but it was in the plan of the Lord. They put him in the tomb. 3 days after, he came back. The woman went there. He said, we love our Lord. But they saw somebody. He said, why are you looking for somebody who is alive among dead people? You remember what he was telling you. He's not here. He's alive. Go, you will meet with him where he told you you would meet with him in Galilee. And when he met his disciples, the last words of Jesus Christ, very important. Very important. All the power in heaven and on earth on my hands. Now, my mission is finished, but I will continue that mission with you. You need to go. Go. Make disciples. Make disciples. Which means your job will be to help people to become like me. To help people to represent me in this world. It was not a joke. And the disciples needed the guarantee. What is the guarantee? Because Satan, they saw how Satan did to Jesus Christ on the cross. He was very sick because he was ugly, full of blood. And can you remember that? They say, it's not easy. What is the guarantee? All the power on my hands. But don't leave Jerusalem. Because Jesus knew. Do not leave Jerusalem. Be in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit will come. And he will come. He will give you the power that you need. And you will be my disciples in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all over the world. When Jesus was going, they were like this. Huh. And an angel came and said, oh, you people from Galilee, why are you watching him like that? The same way you see him going, he will come back. But you go and continue the work that he gave you. But wait. They waited for 50 days. After 50 days, praying, and the Holy Spirit came. When the Holy Spirit came, to make the long story short, Peter understood. He said, oh no. He was very afraid all the time. But that day, do you remember, our pastor teach us in the morning, Peter was, no, I will die with you, my God. I will follow you. But I said, you, Peter, a little boy. Okay. Before the you will deny me three times. It happened like that. And I was very happy to learn in the morning that there are lessons that Peter learned. That's why when they told him that the Lord is alive, he ran. I'm going to see. Maybe I will have a chance to recuperate my mistake that I made. But the Lord was watching him. And that day, Peter stood up and start preaching, and said, the man that you kill, he's the Lord, he's God. You kill God. It was just like as you know, if the Holy Spirit, if the word is inspired by the Holy Spirit, it's like a soul, invisible soul that was doing something in the heart of people. And finally people said, brothers, do not continue to say what you are saying. What can we do now? What can we do now? Because we are guilty. We are sick. We are not comfortable. We did something horrible. What can we do now? Peter, simple words. Repent. 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 Conversion. And be baptized. When you will be baptized, and God will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, my question is, how did you become a child of God? That is the big problem. In our churches today, not here, in America everything is fine, but in Congo, you will see in the churches very horrible things. Sometimes you can ask yourself a question.
My brother, how are you the one who is doing me that? You don't understand why he's doing that. Things are happening in the church that you don't even see pagans doing. Pagans are even very amazed. Children of God can accuse each other and go to the court, and you will see a judge who is a pagan. He never heard about Christ. He hates even God, and two children of God will go there so that that man can judge them. Horrible things. Who are you? How did you become a Christian? Did you become a Christian because you heard the voice of God through an evangelist or on the radio or what? And your heart was touched to say, I'm a sinner. I don't want to stay in this state. I want to change. I don't want to remain. I don't want to die. This was the beginning of your Christian life. If it was not the case, we need to start thinking. That's why you see a church can be divided. Many people in the church can come doing very horrible things as they never heard about Christ. People can spend 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in the church, but he remains the same person. You will not see a change. You will not see the difference. What is the problem? Because they heard the voice of God, but their conscience was not touched. Their will was not touched. Their emotion was not touched. But those people felt guilty. They said, we did something horrible and we need to change. When you start with a very good foundation and you will be putting the bricks, in my country we build with bricks, but the foundation is repentance, conversion. You need to decide, from now on, I know, I recognize that God remembered me. He sent me his son. He died for me. Now, I want to live for him. And God is very smart. We have a very wonderful God. He said, oh, Didier, I see your heart. I know that you will not make it by your own force. That's why he said, when we are sincere, when we want to be children of God, through Jesus, we accept the gift of God. God will give us the best gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we need to accept him. If you read the book of Galatians 5, 19 to 21, it's giving us a list of some work of the flesh. Work of the flesh. Those things are not mentioned in the Bible in vain. Do you remember? All the scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Is there to help us. If we were like this, the word of God will start helping us and it will strengthen us and it will help us to work normally. And our body, who is the temple of the Holy Spirit, when we will be watching, somebody can look at me without words, he said, this is, I think, that man is different, that woman is different. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit is working. There are activities of the flesh. There are also activities of the Holy Spirit. This is not for pagans. This is the word that God is giving to his children. When you are saved, when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, now God will tell you, choose now. You are saved already, but you need to live a good quality of life. The good quality of life You will experience that if you open yourself to the direction of the Holy Spirit. It's a choice. You say, okay, dear Holy Spirit, help me to live according to my identity. And as you know, the soul of the Holy Spirit is what? The Word of God. The Holy Spirit can help you only if you understand that its truth is Word. That's why the church that came from the movement of the Holy Spirit were doing four things. First thing, they were very connected to the words of the apostles. They were slaves of the Word of God. They just loved the Word of God. This is what they were doing. Now, my question is, how is your connection with the Word of God? Ha! You know what is the instrument, one of the very powerful instruments of the enemy today? Who knows? Walesa, what is the very powerful instrument of Satan nowadays? No, of Satan, not of God. The instrument of God, of Satan. What Satan is using now? Thank you. Internet. Oh, my brother. In my country, don't say things like that. Especially when young people are there. They will say, oh my, this man wants to touch what is sweet for us. This is a very sweet thing. Internet is something that the enemy is using as you have no idea. 24 hours, people will say, we don't have time. We don't have time. Who can work here? Who can say, I'm a hard worker? I will work for 15 hours, 20 hours a day. I think it's very hard to do that. We have time to work. We have time to sleep. We have time also to think about our God. Last time I was here, I challenged you. I said, we don't give God only money. When my son was born, I gave him like a gift to God. It was like a game. I was so very happy. I said, oh God, thank you for giving me a son. I give this son to you. But God took him. He said, okay, I take him. How much time do you give back to God? God gave you 24 hours. How much time you give him back? You say, God, thank you for giving me 24 hours. But I will give you the minimum 10%. 10% of my time. If you give God 10% of your time, you will still have time to sleep. You will still have time to work. You will still have time to talk with your wife, with your children. In America, people do not read the Bible. I don't want to offend you. I know that I'm among my brothers and sisters, but I noticed that you like this. All the time. Go in the families. Just do a accountability. How much time people are spending with, not with serious things, but with useless things. With things that will not help their spirit. Much time. I'm preaching myself. because I'm also among those people who are doing like this. I need to remind myself that I need to be very careful. People are not very connected with the Word of God. In America, everybody can read. In America, everybody can read. You have too many facilities. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. If you read the Bible, you will speak the language of God. Not that language. I'm not talking about that language. I don't even think about it. When some... I went to Pasadena, I saw my friend. My friend. Speak a language that I can understand. I cannot understand that. The language of God is when you listen to God, you will understand His language and you will be speaking like Him. The Word of God is so very important in the life of a Christian. People like, to talk, to talk. Man, but why are you talking so much like that? You don't listen. You want to talk. You will say rubbish things. You will say bad things that will not encourage somebody to grow in his spiritual life. The Word of God, so very important. 24 hours is a very big gift that God is giving us. We need to make sure that we take from 24 hours a minimum of 2 hours and 40 minutes. I challenge you. This is the minimum. This is the preschool. And God will bless you. I am from Grizzly Flat. I was staying with a brother. That brother is living in Grizzly Flat, but he's working in Sacramento. Every day, he's driving 1 hour and 20 minutes. Coming here down, and every day, he woke up at 4. Every day, I was there. And yesterday didn't work. On a Friday, we had a time to talk. Oh, I just like that brother. I said, when I came last week, I saw you woke up at 4. Why? He's looking for physical food. He's looking for something that will help him to be strong, wealthy, to have his value. I said to him, this is good. That's why you have a nice house. But you need to put in your mind that the same way you look for things for this body, the same way you should look things for spirit. Why are you able to wake up every day from Monday up to Friday? Every day. It's automatic. Because you know that it will help my body. And your spirit body will live only for 70 days, 80 days. And when you are 80 days, you feel the grace of God. You said, oh God, thank you. And why we don't feed our spirit? The big problem today, many people who are coming to our churches are not restored in the soul. The true spiritual life starts inside and then it will come outside. That's why David was saying, the Lord, as you are my shepherd, you need to restore my soul. When my soul is restored, this is what the Bible is telling us about seeking the kingdom of God. Do you know the kingdom of God? Who saw the kingdom of God here? Nobody. The kingdom of God is the Word of God. You want to experience God? Read this Bible. You will not only be in the low level where you pray only when you want to eat. What a shame. Children of God are praying only when they want to eat. Lord, we thank you for the day. We thank you. I don't want to offend you. My brothers and sisters, we can be a very strong Christian, or we can also be a very weak Christian. Christian of good quality and Christian of bad quality. There is a price. The Lord paid the price. We need to pay the price. He said, you want to follow me? Carry your cross. Cross is not a joke. Our Lord is God. But in the morning, the Bible said, before the sun can rise, he was there talking to his Father. Father, I will be in contact with people. Father, I will do this and that for you. Father, Father. And he was very powerful during the day. And the work that he was doing was taking him all his power. Do you remember that woman who was sick for 12 years? He said, I will not even talk to him. I will just touch his robe. He touched the robe, and the Lord said, somebody touch me. And the disciple said, you. There are many. No, I see the force coming out of me. He was healing people. He was doing, the force from him was going. That's why, at the end of the day, he will go again to his Father, so that he can be restored. He is the fresh wood. The fresh wood. He was doing that. What about you and me? Dry wood. You are sleeping like everybody. Working half like everybody. You will be like everybody. But God wants us to be different. Put aside. He wants us to be the light of the world. The salt. It's not by sleeping like everybody. We need to take time to discipline ourselves reading the Bible. This is what people were doing in the first century when the church started. Very connected. The Bible was not there, but the disciples were like the Bible. They were listening to them all the time. And it was a very strong church. The persecution came, but they could still stand because the foundation was very deep. Second thing, what is the second thing? fellowship. Many people today abandon their church. I'm tired to go to that church. I went to that church for 5 years. Now I want to look for another church. You will go to that church. Oh no, I will spend two years there and I go to another church. I will go to another church. You know, here in your country, you are very developed in agriculture. When I work, I see the garden, I see the green things, good field, very good things. You take this tree, you transplant this tree, you plant it here. Oh no, I made a mistake, I need to transplant again, you put it here. Oh no! No, we transplant again. You put it here. I'm telling you, if you do it 4 times, when you will come, you will see that the leaves are dry. Do not abandon your churches. Fellowship is so very important, especially when people can be together, but they are mature. They know who is their God. They know who they are. It's a very big blessing. There is what we call special blessings as an individual. God will bless me as an individual. There is also the common blessing. When we are like this, God is blessing us. Many people can come here discouraged, but with the fellowship, they can be encouraged. Amen. Do not abandon your church. Your church is the extension of your family. Your church is so very important. So very important. The church. God's family. The third thing, breaking of bread. Oh, my brother, my sister. Many people forget how our salvation came to us. Our God died. Our salvation cost the life of our God. You had a problem here. Do you remember 11 September? You had a problem in this country. And every year, when it's 11 September, they will show you what happened. I don't know if they stopped doing that. They will show you so that you remember. You see what happened. You see what happened. You see what happened. You have many days that reminds you something. I think last Sunday it was Mother's Day. I don't know. Mother's Day. They will remind you how valuable our mothers are. We have Father's Day. Very important. And when it's Father's Day, we eat turkey. Oh, you call everybody. You need to remind that. To remember that. How our fathers are important. Mother's Day. How you limit yourself only on food, on things like that. It's not bad. But you can also say one day, hey, today is Mother's Day. We will fast and think about God. Think about God. We will just drink a cup of tea for all the day. Think how God is good by giving us the mothers. I don't want you to do that, but it's just an example. Because I know people who are crying when their stomach is empty. In my country, babies are crying, but in some countries, men adults are crying when the stomach is empty. It would be a very big temptation. But breaking, they don't say, when you will do this, when you will be breaking the bread and taking the wine, remember me. Remember the origin of your salvation. Very important. Very important. And be careful. When you go and eat that bread and drink that wine without thinking, it can bring you so many problems. That's why among you, there are many people who are sick. The Bible is teaching us all these things. Which means, the breaking of the bread, when we take the wine, it should remind me, I should renew my commitment for being child of God. And the fourth thing, this is what I was saying, they were praying. Praying. Sometimes I say to God, thank you because you want. Sometimes poverty is good. Sometimes poverty is good. In this country, when somebody is sick, he knows where he will go. He will go to the hospital. Your hospital are developed. Yeah, I went to see where Tatu Gabi Travai worked. I saw many things. I said, oh, what is this? Oh, no, this is, if you want to see what is in your body, we use this. I said, I was very surprised. Everything is developed. That's why you live longer. You live longer. You can live longer because we developed that. But in my countries, if somebody is sick, he will come to the church. You will see somebody in the morning coming. Maybe there are two people holding him. Say, what is the problem? No, Pastor, we didn't sleep. My husband is so very sick. Please pray for him. Oh, people can trust God up to that level. They say that, I don't want to go to the hospital. It's very expensive. I don't have money. I will not afford it. but I can go to God. And God can do me a favor. God can help me. Prayer is very important. Please, 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 take time for prayer. Pray for your husband. It's very easy to complain. I don't want that. No, no, no. It's very easy to complain about the behavior of your husband, of your wife. But I'm telling you, if you will learn how to kneel down and talk to God about your husband, about your wife, and especially about our children. If I ask people here, parents, how many times do you pray for your children? You will spend a month without telling God, Father, remember my children. When I kneel down in the morning, it become like my habit. Father, remember my wife, Annie. Remember my children, Walesa, Emani, Mary, Elise, Christian, Anita. Remember my other children, Vanessa, Fideli. I name all those names every day. I cannot finish the day without telling God that you gave me those children. Do you remember the story of Job? Job was praying for his children. I say, oh God, my children are gone. They are young. They are not developed. They are not strong enough. I don't know what they will do there. But protect them. Forgive their sins. Today, we trust ourselves too much. That's why our children are making so many mistakes. God help me to help those children. But those children doesn't belong to me. They belong to God. I'm watching over them until they will be 18. I have the responsibility to put a foundation. The Bible says, teach your children the word of God. Help him to grow in the Lord. When he will grow, he will not forget that. When your children is like this, you need to be like this. The fighting is not against flesh and body. We are fighting against princes, authorities. We are fighting against people who can come here with a gun. And he go, zap in a car. But in the spiritual world. And God said, without me you will do nothing. He knows how powerful Satan is. We should not joke. When we are praying, we need to be very serious. When we are reading the word of God, say, Holy Spirit, my God, Jesus said, he will not abandon me as an orphan. He will send you so that you can come and help me to read this Bible. Help me to understand. The Lord will help you to understand. Not there. Not there. Don't be fooled there. There. This thing is not mechanic. It's an experience that you should do with your Father. Experience with God. Amen. Yes. This is and when we can love the Word of God very much, when I will love my church, when all the time we break the bread, I will remember how God saved me. I will know how to pray. When you will kneel down and pray, you will be very serious in what you will be telling. There is some prayers that you should say when you want to eat. This is good. But there are some problems. The Bible says, this kind of demons will leave only when you fast. When you do a certain kind of prayer. Which means, when your husband is sleeping, your children are sleeping, then you woke up. You go in a room alone. You kneel down. You say, Father, before I open my mouth, you know what I want to say. But give me a chance to tell you so that I can have your peace may fill my heart. Because the Bible said, tell God all what you have as a problem. Don't be worried. And the peace of God will fill your heart. And you start telling God. Right now, there is a problem in Lubumbashi. But I can laugh. I'm not somebody who can laugh. I know that if I was an American, I will not laugh. I will be crying all the time. Because I left my family 70 days. And my wife called me the day before yesterday, telling me that the city is not good. I'm doing my best. Sometimes I'm with my family there. I leave them because I can see the sadness coming in my heart. I said, no, I will not leave Satan disturb me because I will do nothing. If I'm sad, it will change nothing. But the Bible says, go and tell the God. I will go and say, God, as a human being, I'm feeling sorry for my wife and my children because there is a problem there. They put tanks in all the avenue just to scare people. At the end of the year, we will have election. But our president doesn't want to leave. I say, I will stay there. The power is too sweet. Eh? People are watching me. I'm like a king. And you want me to go back again? I will not leave. I prefer to die. And the population said, we prefer to die also, but we don't want you anymore. You know. And in situation like that, you need to call the invisible army. There is an army that you and I, we don't see, but it's a reality. It exists. If you doubt, ask Isaiah. He will tell you. Ask Jeremiah. There is invisible. God, I remember that you can fight for people. You can do what people cannot imagine. You go to that level of asking God things. Because God says, ask me the nation, I will give you all what you want. Prayer is so very important. There is, when everything is okay around you, sing glory. When you see your wife, you sing. But when you see your children are not doing good, don't sleep like a dog. Don't sleep like a cow. You need to say, God, you are the one who gave me this child, but he's not doing good. I cannot change him, but you can. Take the time that you will take. Don't criticize your child. Don't insult him, because the problem is not in the low level. It's in the invisible level. I'm always very happy with parents who are praying. We need us to pray for our church. God will put his seed. The enemy will put also his seed. In our churches, we have children of God. We have also children of Satan. Those people who are coming just to destroy things. We need to pray so that they cannot be efficacious. Stronger. They are people who can influence others to destroy the church. We need to pray. God, do not let those people, because we cannot drive them out, but we need to pray, Lord, do not leave those people, be stronger. May good be stronger and the evil be down. We need to pray for our pastors. The first enemy of Satan is your pastors, your elders. When Satan is looking at them, and the angel will come there and said, uh-oh, slow down. The angel don't speak much. They are very polite. Just imagine Moses.
I will finish there.
Moses spent 40 years in Egypt. He was trained as an Egyptian. He was in the palace of Pharaoh. Very bad influence. He was a very strong tool of the enemy of Satan. Moses was the servant of Satan until God took him to Jethro. God could not use him right away. It took another 40 years for God to restore Moses. 40 years. And then Moses came back to Egypt. But when Moses died, you will see this in Jude 7 and 8. Moses died, Satan came. He's my servant. I want this body. Just imagine. One of the very powerful prophets of the Bible, Satan is claiming his body. Because he can remember all the time that he spent working for him. And the archangel who was there was very quiet. Satan was saying bad things. But he was there quiet. I will not say bad things, but you will not take this body. You will not take this body. When you pray, we will be stronger. But when we don't pray, don't be surprised one day the enemy comes and you will be the first to say, "Oh, did you see what our pastors are doing? And are you praying for them?" Paul, who is more than Paul here? Paul said, "Pray for me so that all the time when I open my mouth, I may speak from God." You neglect the word of God. You neglect the fellowship. When you break the bread, oh, we are just used to do that. It's just like a habit. You don't think. You neglect prayer. Even if you are 3 million in that church, it's a very wide river, but not deep. But when you do things knowing what we are doing, I'm saved, but I want to have a good quality of, I want to be a good Christian. You need to work for your salvation. You need to work. Every day, work. Discipline yourself. Be firm. Resist the enemy. Clear-minded. If you read the Bible, you will have a very big discernment. People will think you are stupid. But when somebody is coming to you, you will know if he's telling a liar or he's telling the truth. You will know. But you do like you don't know. The Lord will develop himself in you. You will become like a small God. Somebody is there. He's telling you stories. Oh, okay. But you know that he's telling the truth. You know that he's not telling the truth. But you will not criticize him. God will just give you the wisdom to live with him. Until he will become a true child of God. Be careful if you give a word to an African preacher with his bad English. He can say so many things, and you will be even say, "Oh, well, we have children here. You need to stop speaking because our children will go to school tomorrow. We need to go back and we need to eat before we go." And we think about, I say many things, but you remember the four things. A strong church is the church who is reading the Bible. We need to be fall in love with the Word of God. The Word of God should be something that we love the most. Our church, we need to love our church. We need to think all the time we break the bread, the Lord's table. And we need, when you have a problem, before you go even to pastor, you need to pray. In my church, people want me to pray for them every Sunday after church. Now, I noticed something. Every Sunday I was sick, very sick. I could not even drive. I said to my wife, I came, I was okay, but now I'm very tired like this. And one day I said, why every Sunday I'm very tired like this? Praying for people. Praying for people. And now I say, oh, these people will not grow if I keep doing that. Now if you come, Pastor, pray for me. I will not pray for you. I will pray with you. What is your problem? Oh, Pastor, you see? I say, okay, you pray for yourself first, and I will be your witness. You talk to God, and I will listen what you will talk to God, and I will also pray after you. If you don't do that, your children will be 14 years old, 15 years old, but they are like babies. Just imagine a 15 years old child who wants her mom to breastfeed him. Mom, give me milk. Mom, give me milk. Which milk? Oh, no, mom, your milk. I think you will take that child to the hospital. But if it's a 6 months, 8 months old, you will be happy. Oh, this is good for him. It's good for him. And you will not be even ashamed if to tell your, oh, stop here. I want to feed him my son. You will stop your car. But when the child is 14, 15, 17, 20, mom, mom, mom. Oh, what is your problem? What is your problem, my daughter? What is your problem? It's not normal what you are doing. Amen. May God help us to be a good quality of Christian. We need to remember how I became a Christian. It was from the Word of God, or just my father took me to the church. It's good when we start like that. But one time, the Samaritan woman took all the village. She wanted to be proud. Ah, it's me. I said, oh, thank you for all what you did. But we experienced him ourselves. May God help us. I think these are very simple words. It's not a very big word. But may the Holy Spirit use these few words to encourage us that there is a good quality of Christian, there is also a bad quality of Christian. Christians who are living according to the Holy Spirit are strong Christians, because the Holy Spirit will lead them to read the Bible, will lead them to be intelligent. Children of God must be intelligent. They are renewed in their mind. Everything is clear there. They can even see the evil coming, and they can hide themselves. But if you depend on your flesh, like the game of ping pong, bam, 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 bam. There are families like that. The man cannot even greet his wife. The wife cannot greet. And the children are always, hi dad, hi mom. You don't see sympathy. You don't see, but they are coming to the church. Oh, you are wasting your time. It's not those who are saying, Lord, 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 who will see God, who will enter the kingdom of God. No. Those who are reading the Bible, saying, I'm eating the word, and the word became a part of you. The food that you eat is becoming a part of you. The same with the word. May God help us. May God bless us. Amen.